I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When I was 11, my family went on a big holiday to America. It was while the first Gulf War was on, but I can't remember it really affecting us that much. We travelled from Houston to Los Angeles by car, stopping at places along the way and getting into adventures. One time, as I played arcade games and watched the kids' performances at Circus Circus in Las Vegas, a pedophile tried to proposition me while my parents were on the casino floor. We spent a few hours in a police station, and then I was made to walk around the arcade area as bait, with the police and my parents following some way behind. On our way through Arizona, we pulled off the highway to visit a place called Tombstone. This was the location of the infamous shootout at the OK Corral involving Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. Exciting for an 11-year-old, Tombstone was a place straight out of the Wild West, with wide dirt roads, wood panel buildings, and horse hitching posts. Although pretty much just a tourist town, I still had the sense that I might witness a bar fight spill out into the street, or a duel at midday between two spiteful gunslingers. Behind the main street was the Boot Hill Cemetery, a small site without frills or any touches of modernity. Apart from the unfortunate three who were killed during the OK Corral gunfight, the cemetery appeared to lack any graves of prominent people. So it was a little surprising at just how popular an attraction it was, a seemingly obligatory stop for any traveller venturing off the nearby Interstate 10. Many of the graves were marked with piles of stones, prickly pear and spinifex protruding out from where bodies were hinted at being. The cemetery had no fence, and the graveyard simply disappeared into the surrounding desert grass, stretching on to the distant Dragoon Mountains. 11-year-old me had never seen anything like it. I started to read the headstone inscriptions, and stories that I'd only seen in movies started jumping out at me. Shootings, disease, lynchings, hangings. It was macabre and horrible, but also exciting and enthralling. I felt I was literally walking around history, just as if I was in a museum. Except this seemed more real, as if having the bodies just beneath the surface, where they had been since first buried, amplified the connection between the then and the now. And then my eyes settled on a tall and thin headstone. Here lies George Johnson, hanged by mistake. He was right and we was wrong, but we strung him up, now he is gone. I wondered what he was suspected of doing, and what evidence was mounted against him that the possibility of his innocence was never entertained. How George Johnson must have been screaming that innocence right up until he was hanging, his protests falling on deaf ears. And then further back to what kind of person he was. What was his job? Did he have a family? Were there any repercussions after he was hanged? This small headstone, with its short, tragic, comedic epitaph, was not only the marker for George Johnson's death, but also for his life. It was the marker that proved his existence, a marker for a life story that ended in this spot, under these circumstances. The thing that is often overlooked about cemeteries is their importance as historical documents. From the design of the headstones and the names displayed, to the dates and ages of death, cemeteries are windows into the past of a particular place and time. Like the final resting place of poor old George Johnson, every headstone is a starting point for a potentially extraordinary story. This season on the Human Ordinary podcast, the Headstone Series. Six stories about how we die and how we live. They are stories about grief, about memory, about cultural responsibility, distant love, lives well lived, and about the acceptance of the one thing we all share, our mortality. Starting in May, Headstone, on the Human Ordinary podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.